It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here, and I have no script today. Today I'm just going to speak from my heart. I'm going to speak from what I know to be true. And if you have recently gone through a breakup with someone that you love, or if you're going through tough times right now and it looks like a breakup is imminent, that it is coming, if you're in pain, then this podcast is for you. Somehow, in a very unique way, we create the relationships in our life. We create them all. We attract them. The law of attraction is not something that works only when things are going great in our life. It works all the time. It's called a law for a reason. It's like the law of gravity. It has to be working. It cannot not work. And so at some level, we are responsible for everything that we attract into our life. Now, I'm not saying that something is your fault. Okay, if you get, for example, into an automobile accident and somebody ran a red light, it's not your fault. It's his fault. But somehow, at some level, you attracted it. Maybe you needed time off to finish that book. You know, maybe you needed a reason to get rid of your car. There could be any number of reasons, and the universe is so big, so vast, so complex, beyond our understanding, that we could theorize for the rest of our lives on any one incidence. But the truth of the matter is, at some level, we're attracting it all. We truly are co-creators of our reality. Now, that doesn't mean if your wife has walked out on you or your girlfriend has broken up with you, if you've gone through something painful and serious, that doesn't mean that it's your fault. It means that you've attracted it. You have brought it into your life. Now, here's where I disagree with other law of attraction coaches and gurus. They will say that if you have attracted somebody into your life and your vibrational energies have shifted so much that a breakup has taken place, and that person doesn't want to come back, doesn't want to have a relationship with you anymore, doesn't even want to talk to you, that there's nothing you can do about it. Get over it. Shut up. Stop crying. Get on with your life. And I've heard this from law of attraction experts. I've sat down with them for lunch. We've had this discussion. But let's take a look at something that Dr. Joe Vitale made famous with Dr. Hugh Lynn. It's called Ho'oponopono, and it's based on a Hawaiian healing technique, and I'm not here to teach you this technique, I'm just here to talk about it, whereby repeating and connecting with certain energies while focusing on a situation will sometimes, pretty much all the time, heal the situation without any conscious effort on your part. In other words, there's nothing consciously you have to do. But it oftentimes takes resilience, persistence, and dedication. So when a client comes to me, oftentimes they're looking for techniques and all of the other websites out there that help bring people back together. All of them focus on techniques. Don't call her too soon. Don't call her too late. Call her only at this time. Wait 3 days before you text back. I mean, it gets ridiculous. It gets absurd. When really, what is really necessary is a vibrational shift. Now, I believe that every human being on this planet is a part of you on what we call the microcosmic level in the Kabbalah or the small universe, because you are the one experiencing everybody else. You're the one experiencing it with your five senses. So it's your experience. It doesn't mean that there isn't a macrocosmic counterpart. Well, I'm not trying to get too complex. What I am trying to tell you is that we have found out that if you are, pause for a moment and say that people oftentimes will say that they have changed, but within a few weeks or a few days, some of the old behavior comes back out. I'm talking about gut level changes. I'm talking about changing at a core level. If you are ready and willing to change at a core level and shift your vibrational energy so that you match up with a loving, caring, happy, joyful relationship. If you can shift to that and out of your pain, and we can help you, you can have the love you want, the love you desire, and the love you crave. You can save your marriage. You can save your relationship. You can save your home. But it involves shifting on a vibrational level. And this happens all the time, even in business. Business can't make the money that you want it to make until you begin to shift. Companies understand that. Big corporations understand that major shifting has to take place within the corporate family in order for things to change. Companies guard their energy. Companies like Facebook, Google, Apple, Whole Foods, they jealously guard their energy, their work environment, their structure. Everything is heavily guarded because they understand that it's that energy that matches up and attracts more business. Now, that's simplistic, and I don't want to get too simplistic, but I don't want to get too complex either. I know that you're in pain. I know you want her back. You want him back. You want to do something. And I know that there's a part of you, that counterintention. This is the part of you that attracted the breakup that is saying, no, there's nothing I can do. Or I've talked to a therapist and they said, just move on. Or I've talked to my girlfriends and they say, he wasn't right for me anyway. You've heard it all. Just give up. Stop. I'm here to tell you, help is on the way. You can have the love you want, your soulmate, your heartmate, the person that you fell in love with, that fell in love with you. You can shift the vibration. You can begin to shift the vibration of the relationship, even if you're not talking to each other, even if she hangs up on you when you call, even if there's a restraining order against you. You know, they can restrain your physical presence. They can't restrain your energy. You can shift it. I'm here to tell you it's possible. I'm here to tell you it's probable. But it takes persistence and patience and dedication. You really have to want to shift internally as well as externally. There has to be an inward and an outward shift. Now, we use various hermetic techniques similar and Kabbalistic techniques very similar to Ho'oponopono. And they're very effective for shifting energy. We use inner techniques for shifting your own interpersonal energy. And it's like magic. It's like crazy magic because once your energy shifts, once it begins to match up again, once the love begins to flow, all of a sudden somebody who has been ignoring you, has cut you off, who walked out of your life, calls you and says, "I think I made a mistake." Your husband who left you for another woman, all of a sudden wakes up one morning, looks at that other woman and says, "What am I doing here?" and wants to come home. This is truly the prodigal son situation where somebody that you have lost returns back to you. We can help you with that, but you have to be willing to shift. If you can, if Dr. Hugh Lin, as Joe Vitale reports in his book, if he can change and shift hardened criminals who are behind bars with no or very limited physical contact or interaction, you can shift somebody that was open to you, loved you, cared about you, wanted you, needed you, craved you. Now, the question is, are you willing to shift? Are you willing to shift? We have to take your vibration and your partner's vibration, and we have to synchromesh them again, just like they were when you fell in love. I often tell my clients, it won't be the old relationship. You're not getting back together. You are getting together. It will be a new, loving relationship. Yes, you'll have your history, but you'll also have new guidelines, new directions, new dreams. You'll have it all. You'll have what you craved, what you hungered for. But you can't hold resentment. You can't hold fear. You can't allow doubt. Look at, if you're gonna try something, I'll try it for a week. Don't bother calling me. Neither can I help you, nor do I want to. If you're willing to change and allow that other person to change so that the best part of you and the best part of your partner can come back together. I don't care if they've moved on the other side of the planet. I don't care if they've taken the Mars shuttle. They're coming back. If your intention is honest and true and loving, the universe, the entire power of the universe will conspire with all of its power to make it a reality. I want to pause for a moment and share with you some good information coming out very shortly in the next few weeks. Our new book by Rachel and myself, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science, The Power of Creating Your Own Reality. This is a special book, about 220 pages or so, that is packed. This is one of those books you're going to want to just, you know, put next to your Bible or something. You're going to want to put it next to your diet book or whatever you find holy, you know, your Quran or your Bhagavad Gita, because you're going to refer to this book all the time. This is one of the books that you will be referring to. You'll be underlining it. You'll be highlighting it. It is absolutely filled with inside information. This isn't just kind of getting you excited or wetting your whistle. This is the real deal stuff. This is what you've really been waiting for. The book will be out on Amazon.com and other fine places. We'll have it on our website. We probably will even have a separate website for the book. I'll let you know what that's going to be, but you're going to want to get this book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science, The Power of Creating Your Own Reality. It should be out by the end of July 2015, so look for it. You can download it or get it on Amazon. Okay, I want to continue back with kind of a wrap-up. I know sometimes it feels like in relationships, when they break up, it feels like everything and everybody's against you. It feels like you've done everything. You've tried everything. You've been to therapists and you've been to psychics. They're about the same, by the way. Therapists and psychics, and you've talked to your friends and you've tried calling, and you just feel exhausted. Understand that. Don't give up. Don't give up. If it's real, I mean, if it's the real deal, do not give up. I want you to call me or write me. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The sooner we get in touch, the easier it becomes. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people only go to a healer when they are in their last week or two before dying. And it's pretty tough. You know, healers have a very low success rate because doctors have given up on the patient. And the same is true with people in relationships. They come to me oftentimes after they've been divorced for 3 years or they've been broken up for 6 months. Now, I'm happy to work with you and I'm happy to help you. I just want you to know the longer you have been apart, generally, this is a belief, so I don't want to get stuck in my beliefs either. Generally, the longer it will take. I had one lady who, they were apart for 3 months or so, and it took like a week and they were back together. She's amazing. I need to get her on the show if she'll do it. I don't know. She's pretty shy, but if she just shifted her energy and all of a sudden her partner started showing up and helping out. Next thing you know, he's moving back in, and you know, that's good. I like that. That's exciting to me. I want to see that happiness in your life. I want you to share with me your letter of success. Okay. And other times, you know, we've brought people back together, or we've brought the person back, I should say. And the person has now shifted so much that they found somebody even better. I know that's hard to believe, right? But they have. So it's possible. So all things are possible. The law of attraction can work for you or it can work against you. It's your choice. Okay, I spoke from my heart. I talked about the law of attraction. I've brought to you my beliefs about how we can help you share in the restoration of your relationship. Bring the two of you back together. Make it a better relationship than you've ever had before. And I mean that. I stand behind that. Okay? Hey, have a good day. Pay it forward. Go out and help somebody. If it's summertime when you're listening to this podcast, carry some bottled water in your car for the homeless and just do good things for people. Be a good person, because I know that you are. We'll have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.